This is regional news coverage from the KBIA newsroom. I'm Hillary Niles. Missouri House members have approved a trio of measures to reduce taxes for some businesses. Representatives on Wednesday passed two bills to incentivize construction of computer data centers and investment in high-tech startup businesses. Both of those measures now go to the Senate. The House also gave initial approval to a bill that would reduce the state's corporate income tax rate from its current 6.25% to 4.25% by 2016. The bill also would adjust state individual income tax rates according to inflation and increase state tax collections from internet sales. All told, the measures could reduce Missouri's revenues by tens of millions of dollars annually. Dozens of people rallied at the Missouri Capitol today for what a gay and lesbian rights group is promoting as Equality Day. The gathering coincided with the second day of U.S. Supreme Court hearings into the Defense of Marriage Act and related issues. Some rally participants asserted that it is immoral to ban gay marriage, as is the case under the state constitution. Rally participants also expressed support for bills that would prohibit bullying or discrimination based on sexual orientation. The event was coordinated by PROMO, an organization that advocates for lesbian, gay, bisexual, and transgender equality. Several Democratic lawmakers attended the event. Two freshman congressmen from Southern Illinois want the Army Corps of Engineers to better coordinate river management to keep cargo traffic flowing during droughts or floods. St. Louis Public Radio's Rachel Lippman explains.
Republican Rodney Davis and Democrat Bill Enyart's measure was inspired by last year's near-record-low water levels along the Mississippi River. The requested study would look at how the government could change its management of locks and dams and upstream reservoirs. Enyart says it's time the country started thinking about rivers as a system, not individual bodies of water.
How do you balance somebody getting to go boating against being able to get barges full of soybeans and corn out to feed the world? As it stands today, we can't balance those.
The legislation also calls for upgrades to river forecasting devices and for giving the Corps the ability to work outside the main navigation channel to keep barge traffic flowing. I'm Rachel Lippman.
And that work outside the main navigation channel includes dredging or rock blasting without special permission from Congress. The Missouri Senate has given initial approval to a bill requiring newborn screenings for congenital heart disease. Sponsoring Republican Senator Dan Brown of Rolla says many hospitals already do the screenings. His bill would make sure they're done everywhere. And state senators are considering a bill that would study mandatory insurance coverage for eating disorders. Sponsored by Republican Senator David Pierce of Warrensburg, the bill would require legislative staff to assess how much it would cost insurance companies to provide related residential treatment and psychiatric care. The study's deadline would be the end of the year. Dozens of people rallied at the Missouri Capitol today for what a gay and lesbian rights group has promoted as Equality Day. The gathering coincided with the second day of U.S. Supreme Court hearings into the Defense of Marriage Act and related issues. Claire Cook is a regional field organizer for PROMO, the advocacy group that organized the Jefferson City rally.
We want to bring awareness both to the community and to legislators. We file a bill called the Missouri Non-Discrimination Act to add sexual orientation and gender identity to the Missouri Human Rights Statute.
The bill would legally prohibit discrimination in housing and employment matters. Two freshman congressmen from Southern Illinois want the Army Corps of Engineers to improve river management to keep cargo traffic flowing during droughts or floods. Republican Rodney Davis and Democrat Bill Enyart's measure calls for a study to look at how the government could change its management of locks, dams, and upstream reservoirs. Enyart says it's time the country started thinking about rivers as a system, not individual bodies of water.
How do you balance somebody getting to go boating against being able to get barges full of soybeans and corn out to feed the world? As it stands today, we can't balance those.
The legislation also calls for upgrades to river forecasting devices and for giving the Corps the ability to dredge or blast rock outside of the main navigation channel without special permission from Congress. Labor union members from across Missouri descended on the state capitol today, hoping to convince lawmakers to defeat bills they say are anti-worker. Marshall Griffin has details.
The Missouri House and Senate have both passed so-called paycheck protection bills, which are now awaiting further actions in each chamber. The measures would bar public employee unions from automatically deducting dues from workers' paychecks without written consent. Mike Lewis of the Missouri AFL-CIO spoke against the bills at a rally today outside the capitol.
Our fight against paycheck deception is part of a long struggle. But it's a struggle to get you full collective bargaining rights like you should have.
Lewis also voiced support for expanding Medicaid, which was again rejected by the Missouri House this week. In Jefferson City, I'm Marshall Griffin.
And for KBIA News, I'm Hillary Niles.